Random House Audio presents In My Sister's House by Donald Welch. Read for you by Adenrele Ojo. Prologue. Time in a Bottle. Philadelphia County Jail for Women. An agitated storm paced the floor of the visiting area at the Philadelphia County Jail for Women. Her red eyes were puffy and swollen from crying and lack of sleep, and her one-piece orange uniform hung loosely on her small frame. Her unflattering white slip-on sneakers were too big for her, and she had to make a conscious effort to keep them on because the powers that be didn't allow shoestrings in case an inmate tried to hang herself or strangle someone else. Her attorney was late, and Storm was pissed. Her hair was pulled back into one single braid held together by a dirty rubber band. She undid it and smoothed her hair back neatly. Her long hair was her pride and joy, and it was all hers. Wasn't nothing fake about Storm Morrison. She never understood how women could get cheap weaves. She believed you should either wear your own hair, no matter how short it was, or get a good weave. And if you can go to the corner store and buy a Pepsi and a bag of hair, then you aren't getting a good weave. That shit was crazy to her. A head full of hair from some bitch in Indonesia on a bitch's head from the hood. She looked down at her hands, the clear pink shade of polish she had favored since her college days had either faded or been eaten away by her nervous energy. A manicure was definitely in order. Catching her reflection in the plexiglass window that separated